If you live in Florida, you've heard practically nothing positive about Obamacare. Here's Governor Rick Scott on a radio show last week, News Radio 1620 AM in Pensacola.
President's health care law is a disaster. It's going to be bad for patients. It's going to be bad for businesses. It's going to be bad for providers. There's nobody that wins in that bill.
But soon you're going to start hearing a different message from ads and phone banks and community volunteers going door to door. Their message is, get covered, America. The nonprofit behind the campaign is not your grandma's sort of group.
Open enrollment stop. Enrollment stop.
They're singing about the online exchange or marketplace that will open on October 1st to help people who don't get health insurance at work. They need to find the uninsured people in Florida who are eligible for help. That's somewhere between 2 and 3 million people.
Enroll America is a national nonprofit organization with the express goal of getting as many people as possible connected to the new coverage options that are coming starting this fall when open enrollment begins. And one of the ways that we are doing that is by launching a huge field effort that begins really in full on June 22nd, which marks 100 days out from the beginning of open enrollment for health coverage.
That's Jenny Sullivan, who works in the Washington, D.C. office of Enroll America. She says paid staff are already in Florida planning for the June 22nd campaign rollout.
We are embarking on this effort because we have done consumer research that has shown that more than 3/4 of the uninsured have no idea that there is anything in the new health reform law for them. And so our goal is to make sure that as many consumers as possible know that there are new coverage options available and know that there's help with the cost of them.
Florida-based consumer groups will be volunteering for the Get Covered America campaign. One is based at the University of South Florida College of Public Health. It's called Covering Kids and Families. I spoke with Project Director Jody Ray.
Expect a lot of information to be coming out. The key is to make sure that the right information is coming and that we're not getting a lot of wrong information. And there'll be entities that will be putting out their own information that might not necessarily be accurate. And being able to...
Gee, that would be a change.
I know. And to be able to ferret that out, I think, is going to be one of the challenges for consumers. So we have to make sure, I think on our part, our priorities are going to center around making sure that our people are trained, that we always have the most up-to-date information, that the information is accurate, and that we're communicating well, and we're also reaching people who are hardest to reach.
For 14 years, Ray's group has been looking for uninsured children to get them signed up for Medicaid or some other program. Florida Medicaid covers children, but few adults, just the disabled.
October 1st, the advantage is that we will not be limited to only helping the children anymore. I mean, right now we come up against a brick wall because very often when we're assisting families, if the children are uninsured, it's very likely the adults are uninsured. And we cannot do very much for them.
Groups involved in the campaign say those who want to volunteer can sign up at getcoveredamerica.org. For Health News Florida, I'm Carol Gentry.